Hi, what to expect in Glastonbury? I am so grateful and excited to be led to expand how I can be helping us all personally and globally. And some of this is being evidenced by me being led to Glastonbury, England for the first time. So my excitement and joy is over the moon. While we're in Glastonbury, we will be visiting the King Arthur Pub for fun. We will be attending the Mynak Theater in Penzance as we spend time in Penzance as well as Glastonbury. And what to expect in the Glastonbury retreat and other retreats is to, I would say, expect the unexpected, to be open to receiving from not only Archangel Michael and Mary, which will be lines we'll be working with, but also all the saints, all the divas, all the fairies, all the masters, all the intergalactics, all the nature spirits, and being open. You know, it's a time to expect the unexpected, as I say, maybe about yourselves and maybe about what you're learning. You know, so much is planned, particularly retreats, spiritual journeys. They have some planning, of course. There's schedules, there's itineraries, there's to-dos. But I think the greatest joy, some of the most, you know, deepest level of communing with like-minded souls in these experiences are, again, to expect the unexpected. And many times when spirit speaks to us, you know, it's an energy exchange. So you find that you'll be more drawn to spending some time alone after a journey or during a journey, or you'll need some time alone. You might even find that there are times of overwhelm from the information that you might be receiving, or that I plan to bring down and share. And a part of my job and joy is to help us all ascend and work with alchemy. Anytime we work with alchemy in the light, we're working in the highest good, alchemy always in the light. And so many of us have a deep longing to be part of something bigger, to be part of the collective. And this is especially made evidenced by the times we're living in, particularly after 2012. So expecting the unexpected on sacred journeys, whether it's Glastonbury, whether it's Mount Shasta, where it's Mont Saint-Michel in Normandy, France, where we'll be journeying to, or whether it's in southern France or any other sacred site, there should be a level of anticipation, fun, acceptance, questioning, we will be working on restoring crystalline grids on the earth, and we will be sharing, learning from the land, learning from our guides, learning from the masters and one another. We'll be visiting Stonehenge. Some of you who are already attending this retreat are being called. There's a calling to go here. So pay attention to your own body when we are on these journeys or you are working with alchemy. You might feel tired as you're processing or running energies, emitting energies, receiving energies. So rest as much as you can. There's no hurry to learn and give and do and be all. Almost always when Archangel Michael is present, you know, he has been known to be a practical joker. And that's one way to expect the unexpected, particularly in some of the most solemn moments, period. An example of this is in Mount Shasta when I led one of the retreats there. And we're in a sacred circle, passing a golden and a silver goblet to drink from as I'm downloading guidance from Archangel Michael. And then in the solemn reverence, he asks us then to imagine him standing in the middle of the circle wearing nothing but a towel around his waist, period. These types of unexpected, humorous, angelic messages are sure to occur in Glastonbury and in any spiritual journey, period. Also, crop circles. They are unexpected. They continue to be plowed down or plowed over by many of the farmers in the UK, I'm told, who are made to, are encouraged to sign a document to do so. Not all farmers in agreement, but certainly as our benevolent light families continue to show their presence on our planet, the opportunity exists for new crop circles to appear at any time and with an open heart and a flexible mind. Spiritual retreats can deepen when a pilgrim knows that some things are bound by time on earth, schedules, dates, permits, registration, etc. But once you get past that part of it, the real joy, the real beauty is co-creating in this most magnificent time we know as the Great Awakening.